Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Support for the Bubba Army podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Their fourth generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba. Have you smelled Manscaped's refined body wash, fellas? The ladies love their signature scent. You and your boys will be so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the ultimate body wash. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0, and inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker and Nose Trimmer, Crop Preserver and Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Toner, Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker to chop your worst weeds up the top of your nose and ears. Nothing's worse than that nose hair. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Keep your balls trimmed, fresh, and clean with Manscaped.
My head is spinning.
More than usual?
Oh, yeah, I'm all fucked up.
Oh, no.
You talked to Jay for a while today.
Yeah, then I had a great conversation with you, not.
Oh, they're always great.
Oh, no, that's not good.
It's Kevin the Bubba.
Brian, it's the stars. Twinkle, twinkle.
Twinkle, twinkle. It's the Bubba the Love Sponge show after. It's the after show. And I think today it's going to get real. It's going to get real. So everybody hold on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it any of us?
Yeah, all of us.
Oh, Jesus.
It's every one of us.
Damn it.
Starts with Blitz. My God, Blitz.
What's wrong with Blitz?
Blitz, you know what? 200. I'm going to run a little loose today.
I wish I was allowed to.
If you ran any looser, you would be fired.
Oh.
Why are you so fucking hard to work with sometimes?
Oh, no.
I'm just asking. Like, why are you just so... Everything sucks. Everybody sucks. I hate this guy. This guy sucks. And I mentioned I hate this guy. Why? You got so much going for yourself right now.
Oh, I know I do.
Fuck. Chill out. Be nice. What's that song? Sit down. Be humble. On a snicker, that bitch couldn't fucking help it.
Ah! I like that song.
Listen, don't you, of all times, sit over there with your mouth fucking closed, bitch.
Me?
Yeah.
Why? What'd
I do? I'm talking to you.
I'm talking to all parties.
I didn't do anything.
I'm talking to all fucking parties, including you, warm it up, Chris. Just saying, Blitz, we got such a great thing going on. You got to become more of a you got to be more of a people person.
I absolutely I'm more people than anybody.
No. There's this one particular thing that we discussed and you're mad about it and you don't like this person and you've made it be known that you don't like this person. And this person's trying as fucking hard as he can. He has limited skills, but he's fucking trying. And he does a pretty good job. But here's the problem. Nobody's better than you at what's next? You're going to be a better host than me? And I say that jokingly a little bit. But, you know, everybody sucks. You're better at everything than everybody. But you can't do it all. You already do the job of three people. You do.
I know.
You're an engineer. You're a co-host. You're an IT guy. You probably do the jobs of like five people. That's why you're the highest. I'm not going to tell everybody what you make, but you're the highest paid person here. And rightfully so. Most people don't have near the hats you do. And I love you to death.
Oh, the same.
I love you so much that it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable.
For whom?
Both of us. I love him. I love him so much. But get so frustrated with him when he starts pulling this Blitz shit. Anna, you little bitch, help me out here.
Hey, you want me to lean in on it?
Yeah, because you guys had a little squabble.
Oh, come on, Anna.
Oh, what?
You guys had a little squabble.
Okay.
And
then
hold on.
I wasn't going to say anything.
I wasn't either until I gave Blitz some like world. And Blitz, by the way, Blitz okayed me to talk about this. I'm like, Blitz, I want to go on the air with this. And he's like, I don't care. Because he don't give a fuck about nothing.
Right.
Except Tampa Coe.
Because it was nothing, so.
Okay.
Well, it's nothing to you, buddy. But you ought to try to manage yourself. Right?
I wish I could.
Do you know how unmanageable you are? Like, your shit wouldn't work in most corporate America. You know, the way you roll. It just wouldn't. But it works here because we're dysfunctional and we're fucked up. So I'm not mentioning who you don't like, but you don't like this person. You never cut this person a break. This person sucks lock, stock, and fucking barrel. But this person's trying their best. And we have very limited resources around here. And we're already, a lot of us are doing several different things. And so I look at it as a blessing that we have this guy, this person, and you fucking hate him. And I wish you didn't hate him, but you do. And I can't even get you to be fair about it. That's what's frustrating as the boss around here. Can you feel me a little bit?
I'll say yes.
But then see, that in itself is condescending. Well, okay, so what would be the resolve of this? We've been through a bunch of these people. For what we want, we can't afford. For what we truly need, we can't afford. Would you agree on that? For what we truly need, we can't afford.
Well, yeah.
We can't. So, I mean, you need to take that in consideration a little bit.
Sure.
When you make, when you.
Absolutely.
And then Anna, he got a little mad at you. And
no, I didn't.
A little, you know, you guys got in a little squabble. And I said to him, I'm like, listen, you need to have a conversation with her and squash this immediately and tell her it's not a big deal, because it's not a big deal.
It's not at all.
And we'll get it handled.
Oh, never mind.
Please talk all. Talk. Please talk.
I didn't think that there was an actual problem or that I caused an actual problem. It's more just like his the reaction to the situation. I didn't appreciate.
Exactly.
So I walked away.
Exactly. But I'm the boss and I can't walk away.
Okay. I'm just telling you what I did. I'm not saying what.
Well, no, what you
do.
Did is kind of in the same wheelhouse of what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so, Blitz, can you just try to be a little less blitzy? And here's the answer. Sure. But he really didn't mean it.
Right. I mean, no, I do mean it.
No, you don't. Lemmy, why don't you say something? Why you got?
Yeah,
Lemmy,
what do you think
pussy?
About the situation?
Why do you got to act like a pussy?
Yeah, don't be a pussy.
I'm tired.
I don't like when us here is infighting, and I love everyone here.
Oh, now you're lying.
Hey, look, Walker's on the screen. Hey, he's a cute little kid, isn't he?
Don't lie, Lemmy.
I don't know what we're talking about.
You're the only
stuff.
One that can pull the dumb card, so just play it as long as you
yeah.
can.
Oh, don't shut up. Logan, Lauren, 200 stars, twinkle, twinkle, twinkle.
Here's something about me.
You're the best.
We saw those forearm striations today when you were showing your vein.
All right, stop. But here's something about me. I have to, and I'm not trying to be a martyr. I'm not trying to be... You know, I'm not trying to be feel sorry for me. I'm not trying to. I'm very fortunate. The business is going good, although we had a horrible day on Twitch. A fucking horrible day on Twitch. Oh,
really?
Yeah, it was horrible.
Hall of Famer Iggy McGillicuddy, $20.62 puts as a dick.
Oh yeah, you read those, Lummy, but don't read the other ones.
That's the first one today.
I love you, Iggy. Okay. PayPal at thebubarmy.com. I love you, Iggy. You just know right when to throw the dickness in. I love you. But here's what you don't understand. I have my life to live, and it's fucking in shambles right now, my personal life. And I got to keep that off the air.
Yeah.
And my business is going great. Blitz, you're the, like, president of operations
mm-hmm.
of my business. And I just, I need positive stuff in my I don't respond well to negative stuff because I just get so bogged down with negative shit that doesn't really matter. I used to get worried about all this shit that I don't worry about anymore. And one of the reasons why I don't have to worry about it is because I do have great people like Blitz that keeps a lot of, actually there's the merch crick keeps shit off my plate. You keep shit off my plate.
You should see all these emails about BAR going back and forth. Like we're like it's good, we're getting it handled, but like you'd go insane reading it all.
Florida Stanley, $10 super chat. Blitz is the best.
Now, is that adversarial too? Is that
what
going adversarially?
No. We're getting it handled. It's just like a lot of technical jargon back and forth on.
Well, yeah, that's what.
But you'd go insane seeing it all.
I know, but thank God for you on that. But I had to give you a pep talk on that to deal with those people too. So it's like I have to give you a pep talk to deal with anybody outside of our little three-person world. Everybody else sucks. And I just wish that you would be easier to work with. And you know what I'm saying? And more positive. That's it.
I guess my problem is I hold people to a high standard.
And I appreciate that.
And I like
but when you're not a big corporation and you're not paying people a lot of money and you don't have a lot of people, a lot of resources, sometimes you just got to kind of be happy with what you got because there's not an alternative at this point. And then you're like, well, you know, this is, and I'm like, well, I understand that, but that person's not in our system, so to speak. And I don't know. I thought I was going to get far more backing than I am now. I feel like I'm on an island all to myself. I thought I'd have Anna here, but Anna fucking jumped out of my boat 2 miles ago.
Yep.
To Saint 916, $20 super chat. Woo! I want to go back there and give him a little riz. His.
No. So, but Anna, I do agree with his position on the protocol that you violated. I agree with that. But okay. I don't agree with his heat towards the person that I'm speaking about. I wish he would be nicer to that person. And he just doesn't have the ability to. And I wish he would just be nicer to people.
Neil Montpierre, 1999 super chat.
Now, Blitz, this isn't like, I don't want you to think this is a Blitz. I'm trying to dress you down.
No,
like, I'm really not. Like, that's not where I'm coming from here. Like, after the show, I'll give you an ear grip, a ball tap, and a hug if you want
I don't
one.
Take it as that at all.
But, you know, you do frustrate me a lot. The more responsibility you have and the more you have to deal with people, the more Blitz blowback I get about, you know, how difficult it is to work with you. Now, on the other end of the spectrum,
Lakeland Hoosier, 81 super chat. Woo!
I think people are trying to get me off the topic. I think Blitz is calling all the hounds.
Blitz is a stud.
So I'm not mad at you or nothing. I know that I can't change you. That's what's frustrating is I can't change you. And you would, if you did change, then you would just be temporarily changing to appease me. Deep down, you won't change. Just like I ain't going to change on my shit.
Right.
You know. But, Anna, can you help me out here? Can you kind of help me out a little bit?
Do you want me to pile on? No.
I don't want you to pile on.
Okay.
I do not want you to pile on.
I don't want to either.
I want you to help me smooth this over.
I mean, I wasn't there for your discussion with him.
No. Hold on.
Our discussion about that was like, what, 10 seconds long?
Yeah. Hold on now. I don't want anybody to think that me and Blitz, 94% of our conversation was like
cars.
Yeah, just being cool, fucking around, being ourselves.
Yeah, it wasn't that at all.
Hall of Fame, Iggy McGillicuddy, $20, super chat. Real John from Naples, 1999, super chat.
Yeah, because man, Twitch was horrible today. That's freaking me out. Like one of our lowest days ever. Maybe everybody's saving up for Bubba 199.
To make it rain on your birthday.
I hope. And so, like, this was not screaming or mad or anything.
Oh,
it's
not
it's
at
just
all.
I'm airing out a little of my internal business laundry on the air. And I think that that's what we do, right?
That's how we always handle things.
That's how we handle things. But Anna, could you see? I'm not asking you to pile on. I'm asking you to help me.
Yeah, that's definitely not the move.
No. I'm not asking you to pile on. I'm asking you to help me smooth this over with a man that we both love. Oh, that was good.
Mm-hmm.
And can you see and try to put yourself in his situation because he's your boyfriend and you could easily do that. Mm-hmm. But also try to put yourself in my situation where I have to manage him.
Oh, I understand.
And he's not manageable. You just got, he's like a wild horse. You're just holding on to the reins and hope you don't fall off. You don't got a saddle or nothing. There's no, you know, fucking rhyme to reason.
Okay.
So, like, what would you suggest I do to try to get him to try to be a little bit nicer to people that he doesn't like?
I don't know, Bubba. I feel like I'm trying to figure that out, too. So if you have any ideas, throw them my way.
Don't reverse the gimmick and put it back on me. Don't boomerang me, bitch.
I don't know. I didn't speak to him. You know, I left and...
And this was kind of like your guys' first little spat, wasn't it?
At work, I guess.
Oh, hold on. You guys have had spats privately?
Is like nothing.
Oh.
Donkey Teeth, $9.99 super chat. I was wondering why Anna was in here with me.
Wait, that was how the question was asked. Where's Anna at? That's what Bubba said.
Right,
we were in there talking for like 20 minutes.
And I go, where's Anna? And Blitz goes, she's in the studio. And I go, well, why is she in the studio? Is she recording something? And he goes, no. She and I got into a little something. And I go, a little dust up, and he goes, yeah.
It wasn't even that.
It was very minor.
Nothing.
I know. Yeah. But then...
She just got annoyed and walked out. That was it. Literally, that was it.
And you got annoyed at the situation, and I'm annoyed that you're annoyed.
I wasn't annoyed at the situation.
Oh. Anna. What? Are you going to help me out here and tell Blitz? Be honest. You're a little annoyed.
No, I was annoyed.
Oh, yeah. No, she was annoyed.
That's
no
why
question.
I left.
Yeah.
And I don't engage. Like, I don't scream. I don't yell. I just
Blitz, you're annoyed. You're annoyed at this particular situation.
With me or with someone else?
With both the situation.
All right.
We're just going to call it that
situation. The situation?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. So can you become less annoyed with that and more positive, knowing that that's all we got right now, and that you can just help me deal with this situation instead of dealing with it in a negative, I hate, just instead deal with it. We're doing the best that we can. That's all I ask, buddy.
Jim Florian, 300 stars. Tickle, tickle.
Don't give me the Blitz flip freeze.
I'm trying to figure out how to answer it, but yes.
No, that's not what you mean. That was half-ass. That was a half-ass yes.
I don't know what I can say or not, and I don't want to.
Well, how about just being nice?
Okay.
Just be nice. That's it. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Okay. Are we even on the air?
We're doing good for our 481 on YouTube. 153
Bubba,
on YouTube.
Bubba, just take a chill pill and enjoy being great. I am great, but Lance, there's a certain amount of management I have to have in making coworkers work together at the end of the day.
Most people like this behind-the-scenes stuff, so
yeah,
that's a one-off.
Does everybody just want me to chill out and not add, you know, I'm not...
Big
I
arms, 101,
chill.
999, yeah. Super chat.
I have zero issues with this at all, so.
All right.
Like, no, we're
so
totally good.
So, can I just ask you, as your boss, and as your friend, and as somebody who loves you, to try to work with me in being a little more positive about this particular situation and realize that we're doing the best that we can. And that everybody, you know, is getting a raise, and everybody has
Thank
been
you.
Enjoying the employee bonus pool.
Thank mm-hmm. you again.
And that's because everybody is doing extra stuff. And now, now you're being compensated for it. So I don't want to. I think
part of it is I think things are doing great, and I just see room for improvement.
Well, then improve.
Okay.
Because you get the largest share.
I completely agree.
So what I'm saying is.
Flub a light, $10 super chat.
Then improve it.
Okay.
Because you would have to agree with me, you have a direct correlation to how much better
absolutely.
The business does.
And that's what frustrates me. I completely agree.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, so I'm going to be very discreet about it because... You know, I kind of have a feeling I know what you guys are talking about, but...
If anybody truly knows what we're talking about, just speak. We got people's lives and people's personalities and people's, you know, egos. So just no names and just be cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll just cut the after show, you know, early and go home and take a nap and start and do a instead of a 2-4-6, I'll do a noon, you know, fucking 3-5 deal. Fuck it.
Oof. No, yeah, no. We're good. No names, no nothing. Just saying, you know, as far as I'll just give you one word, and it's not the person in interest that we're talking about, but just Blitz, look up Joey Flash. Just saying, you know, younger, and has been recently given the same cards that were dealt to
Joey
old
Flash.
Buddy,
Joey Flash.
Old,
old,
I got some
old buddy
on that.
Yeah.
Old buddy,
man, Blitz, I feel Seth, like I'm the only guy that doesn't know what the fuck this guy's talking about.
I have no fucking clue what he's talking about, Bubba.
Lummy, can you and I be dumb together?
Yeah, we'll be dumb together. Bubba Army Life for Life, $50 cash.
I need some money.
PayPal.
Can I ask what the caller's name is?
Best show we ever had.
Will.
Oh, it's Hot Carl. Don't Google me.
Oh, okay. That's who it is.
All right.
Thank
and you got some information on Joey Flash?
Yeah, man. Like, recently he's been, like, so. There, when some afternoon stuff was going on, he had to fill in a lot, and he was sort of like he was doing great.
I don't need a co-host.
I got what he's saying.
Listen.
Hey, Blitz is picking up what you're throwing down, and I ain't.
Yeah, exactly. So
neither fucking do I.
His video production is amazing, and he probably could
check your text
do stuff like on the you know, like on his off time. And hook it up. He, you know, like, he's very good at it. That's all I'm saying.
All right, buddy. We appreciate the insight. Honest on
just,
it.
Just take a look into it, dude.
See
I'm
you
serious.
Later. Bye. Same. Thanks. All right, Blitz, will you look into that?
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
Yep. Thank you, Bubba Army for Life, with the $50 cash. Best show group we ever had.
What'd he say?
What'd you
best
say?
Best show group we've ever had.
Listen, I want to make sure everybody understands that it has nothing to do with the camaraderie or the cohesiveness of the on-air show.
Absolutely.
Except for Dan. Dan was just way shot the fuck out of a can today.
He had a non-caffeinated Pepsi.
No, but there. I'm like, Dan.
No caffeine.
I mean, I'm like, Dan. Like, don't try to one-up every fucking situation. Like,
you didn't like it when you asked me about the airplanes and Dan answered all the questions? and half of them weren't even right? You didn't like that?
Mark Anthony, the Shrellery, 830 stars. Twinkle, twinkle.
I'm like, Dan, fuck. I almost need to give Anna like a syringe that Dexter has. And like, if
just
he gets.
Just sedate him, tranquilize him.
We're like, Anna, give him. And Anna just, without even knowing, just goes right in the side
just
of the neck.
Just Harambe him.
Yeah, boom.
Well, not shoot him, but you know, understand.
I go, Anna.
Yep.
Anna could just.
Dart the rhino.
Right.
Got it.
You have one loaded up at all times, like in your little sweatshirt pocket there, and your right hand, and you just go bam.
Yep, just goes right to sleep.
He's just out of fucking control today. Everybody sucks. Everybody's ugly. I'm gonna buy a fucking helicopter. I'm gonna jump.
By the way, that helicopter's a kit, like a home built helicopter.
I'm gonna jump my pool.
He has plenty of space. He said to do it. He's gonna take out all the hedges.
Yeah, well.
Oh yeah, they've been like trimming those hedges for like 30 years straight, so they're nice and even.
He's
just pull them out.
Those hedges are worth, you know, $40,000.
I know.
It cost $40,000 or $50,000 to be able to put those hedges back in. Dan's gonna jump them for a fucking BMX Willy with a fuck
and just pull them out willy nilly,
Dan. He talks so much shit. That's when I'm like, come on, Dan. You're not jumping your fucking pool. First of all, Steve's not going to let you because Steve won't even let him. Listen.
He can't pogo stick.
He can't. Well, not only that, but they like Dan's hands are
his livelihood.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so, like, Steve doesn't like when he's out skateboarding, breaking his fucking arm. Like, you know, Steve and just everybody is like trying, you know, they try to keep him not boy in a bubble kind of deal, but, you know, don't do unnecessary,
unnecessary risks.
Dangerous stuff. Yeah. You know, go out, live your life, ride your jet ski, do all that kind of bullshit. Chances are you're going to be okay. But
hopefully like, you don't
need to be
Forrest
out,
Stanley,
you know.
But...
Like, I think one day, Blitz, I honest to God think that one day he tried to go out and trim the hedges one day with, like, a fucking Echo weed whacker or hedge trimmer.
Oh, jeez.
And
they are.
And it, like, somehow the hedge trimmer kind of got down by his leg, and it got a piece of his pant.
Okay.
And That could have been his, you know, leg.
He was working on something at his house like a year and a half ago. And I was over there talking to him, and I was like, well, don't you have a Dremel? He's like, no, I wouldn't use something like that. It's too close to my hands.
Right. But he wants to jump the fucking pool.
He said he can clear it. He said it's no problem.
And so if he doesn't clear it, and he hits the edge of it, and he pie faces his shit, I mean, there's a lot of things you could break. There's a lot. I'm not worried about him. I'm not worried about him drowning. I'm worried about him breaking his arm or breaking his leg.
Concussion.
Or pie facing his fucking pie facing himself into the concrete. And so, like, I know deep down that's never going to be allowed.
Of course not.
I think Dan knows that too.
That's why he's saying he's going to do
it. He's just talking shit. That's what he does. That's what we all do.
Brian Rollo here in 200 stars. Twinkle, twinkle.
Yeah, so. Anyway.
He said he'd do dry runs.
Yeah, but again, like, Dan, don't try to one up everything. I'll tell you where Dan's brilliant and where I need him. I'm talking about, you know, how that article that you sent about the guy jacking off and his lung breaking.
Mm-hmm.
Dan knew all about it. Bam! Hey,
I went on Reddit and looked that up, and it's like, from the past 10 years, there was like 20 posts of guys saying that's happened to them.
Yeah, yeah. So Dan knew the procedure. He knew blah, blah, blah. Dan, like, for instance, just pulled right out of his ass when I had the needles in my neck deal from 74. Dan knew what the fuck that's called.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need Dan for. Not trying to be fucking Evel Knievel. Right? Just pulled right out of his ass when I had the needles in my neck deal from 74. Dan knew what the fuck that... So sorry.
Yeah, you just said that.
So anyway... Blitz, chill out just a little bit, buddy. This isn't like I'm not trying to redirect you or get any heat with you.
I know.
I love you to death. You're my guy. It's just, can you just try to be a little nicer to some certain people?
Sure.
Kill them with kindness, even though you hate them. There you go. There it is. There's the statement. Kill them with kindness, even though you hate them.
Gotcha.
Anna, would you being his girlfriend, would you? No, I'm not going to put you in a bad.
All right.
Would you think that that's decent advice, sound advice?
The line was kill him with kindness and.
Even though you hate him. People that you that you potentially might have, you know.
That's good advice.
Yeah, kill him with kindness even though you don't like him.
Don't give anybody a reason not to like you, but have all the reasons not to like them.
Yeah, be a nicer, kind. Blitz, don't you think that I have kind of turned into a little more patient and kind person?
Absolutely.
Well, then why can't you?
If I could
make a small adjustment, why can't? And you're not nearly as fucked up as I am. Your base is far more calmer and easier to fix than I'm more shot the fuck out and broken than you are. Let's just be honest.
Oh, all right.
So if you're only a little bit broken, can you just work on that for me?
Sure.
Thanks. And that's all you're going to hear about it from it. We're done. I almost feel like saying goodbye because I really am.
The three.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Fish are up on the Instagram tail.
What do you mean?
I took a video of the three fish.
You did?
Yeah. Anna, can you send that
home?
It's on the Instagram.
I'll go to it. And the only thing that sucks on Lummy is all we have. I mean,
there's way more than that too. So,
but
yeah, there's like four or five.
No, there's like 10.
Like there should be 50 of them.
What kind of fish are they?
I mean,
it's
a pretty big. I know Blitz says it's not a big, but it is. It's actually about 6 or 7 foot deep. Maybe
it's
not,
right now. Right now, it's about 8. No, I mean, there's more above it, but you got to think they're breeding right now. But it's
they're not breeding. I didn't see any of them breeding.
No, that's what they're doing right now. There's a lot of them.
They're not fucking Lummy.
Watch, you'll see the small ones come out.
Really egged.
By the way,
this is our Instagram.
They pound Anna's each in other's sides.
Anna's, by the way, Anna's in charge of our Instagram. So if you follow our Instagram, Anna directly gets like a penny for it or something.
Thank you.
Look at that. Look at that clear water.
Oh, there's one of them. Yeah, right here?
Yeah.
Now, is he
and there's
about...
one right in front, too.
No, what kind of fish are they?
That's a bluegill.
Okay.
They're all bluegills.
Okay.
Now, is there one right here?
Yep.
Is that a big one?
Yeah, it's a big one.
Now, Lummy, are these fish trained where when they see people, they walk up?
No, they normally get scared, but I was going really slow coming down.
Now, if you threw a worm and a hook in there, would they eat it?
Yeah.
For real?
100%. You wouldn't be able to get them right there. You'd have to let the worm sit for a little bit so they feel comfortable, because once you throw it in, they'll run.
Now, there he is. Is that one him right here?
That's another one, yeah. And then there's another one in front.
You see the small ones, too? I got to be honest with you. I was looking at the pond yesterday, and it looks really clear. Like, it looks nice.
Yeah, this time of year is when all the water clears up.
Yeah. And the fountain helps it a lot, too.
Does the fountain help the air, like an air?
Oh, for sure.
Makes it more healthy?
Yeah. Otherwise, it would be stagnant and hot, and then just get algae all up there.
We don't have a lot of algae.
If you actually look at the Brinks building right behind it, how red it is, it's all algae.
Yeah, because it doesn't move.
There's no oxygen going into it.
But I will tell you, the pond where the Tampa, drug task force, that building, they keep their pond nice.
They pay a lot of money to keep that pond nice.
Do they really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's nice.
There's
too.
Guys out there all the time doing stuff to it.
But it looks nice.
It is real nice,
I don't know if they have an aerator, though.
They do.
They do?
Yeah. It's probably under the water.
Yeah, they have. I think they have a fountain, too.
Now, Lummi, is there anything? Those are the big ones. We don't have to worry, but there's nothing that can like one of those big whooping cranes eat those? Or do those things have to worry about getting eaten?
So the positive thing was with the seaweed and then the little things I put in before you told me not to put any more in, they go hide. So, we're good now.
Those ones you can see,
mushrooms.
The ones you can see are probably big enough where like an Inga won't eat them, but
yeah, there's one.
Oh, is that one right there?
So that's a little baby one.
Yeah, that an Inga would eat that thing up.
Yeah,
no problem.
Which is why the bigger ones are kind of watching it, so they kind of know.
That's a little baby one.
But he needs to get the hell out of there because one of those big whooping cranes will come in and get him, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Would Lummi get him or no?
No. They don't care about them.
Now I did see Lummi. A whole bunch of those little shiners, those little.
Yeah.
Now, do those turn into big fish, or those just those what the bigger fish eat?
Mitch the Mark, 500 stars. Those are the ones for them to eat, and also when we get the bass. That's why those ones are getting bigger, too.
Now, why can't we just go to Bass Pro Shops and buy a couple bass?
Well, if we put two bass in there now, we're good. We had to wait till these fish got bigger.
But are those two bass going to eat them bluegills?
No. What they're going to do is eat all the shiners.
Now, will those little bass... Will those little bass have other little bass?
Yes.
We hope so.
Yeah, they should. They should have two little nests on each side of the pond. And then we'll have a perfect ecosystem with a couple grass carp. But these are fun. Like, so when you got Dion to come down, he can catch these.
Coco direct messaged me. Coco, I'll text you after the show, which is going to be relatively soon. So, Lummi, we just couldn't, like, let's say, Crooked Dick Billy or Fish Hook on a J or whatever the hell.
Fish on J, yeah.
caught a bluegill or something at another lake. Can you bring it here or no?
That's what we did with these 12.
And they're down 12?
We brought 12 here.
And how many have made it?
I'd say there's probably now probably 18 in there.
Oh, more?
Yeah, because they reproduce really quick.
So, would you say probably about 2 years, and we'll have us like a where like Dion could come in here and catch him a little 3-pound bass?
Oh yeah, I'd say by next year.
It's illegal to buy bass.
It's illegal to buy. Well, you
it's illegal to move them from pond to pond.
Correct.
Too.
Well, FWC.
We got permits for those. And where the fuck? How do you know that bass? And that fucking pond came from two ponds over.
Because they have the address tattooed on their belly.
little
they got
Lummi.
Them chipped.
Yeah.
We got them chipped.
Uh-huh.
We had a bird drop off the bass on his way.
Right.
Yeah, well, you can't tell me right now. You can't go buy a starter bass kit?
You can go buy a bass from a fish farm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we're doing.
Listen, FWC. We got this at fucking Johnny's Fish Farm, buddy.
That's right, up
so
in Ocala.
Scram out of here.
These are the couple big ones.
See, like a lot of the ones started coming out, all the small ones.
Yeah, look at them.
Look at that.
Great size.
I feel like you have your penis out and you're just stroking the shit out of it.
I was super excited.
Oh, yeah, look at those fucking fish.
Fishy, fishy, fishy.
Now, do we need to put any chemicals? I know that's you and Blitz's job. And I know that Blitz found a whole bunch of chemicals on the side of the road one day. Didn't you find some chemicals on the side of the road one day?
And fell off a truck. Some. Yeah, I bought some, and I also have some.
Do we need to put any in there?
We have been, but yeah, we probably
soon. Pretty soon,
we're going to need to get it. Just throw some in there, or is it a delicate science?
It's kind of a delicate. You want to put it where the current goes out to spread it, so you get that other side.
Have we treated it lately?
We haven't treated it since.
It probably needs it.
Yeah.
Before it starts getting hot. We're going to try to keep the algae down to a minimum, but coming up here in a few months, it's not a whole lot.
When are you going to do the raking?
Probably tomorrow.
And I don't expect a raking, Lummy, to be like you need to rake all of the seaweed, but maybe rake the trash out of the seaweed and maybe get half of the seaweed.
Yeah, no problem. I'm trying to keep certain spots for the seaweed so they can hide so when we get the bass.
But...
And then have like these little sandy spots, because that's where the bass is going to want to hang out. But see all the fish that are just swimming by?
Have you tried throwing like a big hook in the middle on me to see like what all is in the middle of the pond?
No. I don't want to get it stuck.
Because there might be like refrigerators and bicycles and...
Yeah, I don't want to get stuck.
Blitz, there's no way.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Why did somebody throw that in there?
I'm sure there's stuff down there, but you know, a lot of like bigger ponds and like neighborhoods and stuff have all kinds of stuff.
Now hold on, should we get a snort? Should we get a skin diver?
You're not gonna be able to see anything. You can either do one of two things.
It's actually pretty clear. Right now is probably the clearest it's ever been.
Yeah, most
if
water.
If you were ever going to see anything, you could see it now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but so I would do one of two things: either get like. Either like a grappling hook or one of those like tri hooks, you know, bigger one and on a rope, or a big magnet. You can do some like magnet fishing
until we get that fountain going with us.
Well, stay away from the fountain,
right?
The fountain's over there in that corner. Blitz, do you know for a fact that like maybe Trace or Stone Joey Lagan, is there something that you're supposed to be?
I don't know of anything specific, but I know they've thrown junk in there, but
like what?
Probably bottles and.
Yeah, bottles and yeah, things like that. Yeah, now, I don't know of anything big, but
dicks.
There might be like a bike down there or something.
Lummy,
oh, I don't know if I did, I'd punch her in the face.
Lummy,
yeah,
that's your pond.
Oh,
that's
I know.
Lummy's ecosystem back there. Oh, you know that,
yes, sir.
Now, do you know of anything that's in there, buddy?
No, I do not. I try to keep that pond perfect. So if you do, you know, stop by and look at it, it looks, you know, pristine.
Now, these magnets that you speak of, Blitz, where do you get these big super magnets at?
Oh, like. Well, you can either order them or get them from like Harbor Freight.
And how much are they?
I think like $20, maybe.
And you throw it?
You just tie a rope to it and throw it in.
Yeah, but how big's this magnet?
The
size of
6 inches by 8 inches,
the size of a dinner plate.
Yeah, they got like usually have like a few loops on the top, and you just tie a rope to it
and you throw it in.
A lot of guys go magnet fishing.
Yeah, I've seen those.
And they
now.
Pull all kinds of stuff out of the pond, or I mean, rivers and ponds. And
Lummy, we need to get one of these. Blitz, I'm just going to order one on Amazon. A magnet. And how do you Google it? Like how do you what do I search on Amazon? Pond magnet.
Possibly. Retrieving magnet, maybe.
Yeah. And Lummy, then can we you know, do some content of you magnet
fishing. Of course, especially if we get a big one.
Harbor Freight has this. Here's a cheap one. It's $23.
But Blitz, I want a good one.
I know. I'm trying to find the one I'm thinking of.
I want to hook Lummy up to a metal suit and then see if he can run. You know what I'm saying? I want to see if we can get Lummy stuck to the. I think we could have a lot of fun with that magnet.
Big Mike and his Lummy said that he'll bring up a badass one.
Oh, Big Mike said he's got a. When he delivers the e-bike?
That's what he said. And then
he owes us Big Mike's bringing us another e-bike so we have tandem so that all couples can ride the e-bike.
Awesome.
Me and the Merch Crick, Lummy and Ash. Lummy, since Ashley is so good at video editing, why don't we get her to do some of it? You know, like.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Yeah. Free, like freelance. Why don't we start? Why don't you send your projects to her?
Right.
It's not like she has a job or kid.
That's true.
Yeah, we're on it.
Bitch hasn't said anything all show. That's what you come up with, Anna.
Sorry. I don't know anything about pawns and fucking magnets.
Could have helped me co-sign with Blitz being a little nicer. Don't you think that would be nice for Blitz to be a little nicer? Or do you think he's A-OK just the way he is?
I think everything's great. I ain't saying fucking shit.
Look at all the fish. So pretty.
It's going to be a 12, 1:30, 2 o'clock day.
Will you and Blitz make out live?
What?
No, that's gross.
Oh. Hello?
Oh. Hey, Bubba.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a question for you, man, about radio. So I'm driving around Tampa, Florida, and I hear, you know, I've been gone for 4 years. I came back, and I hear Mr. Todd Schnitt on four freaking stations.
Yeah.
No, 92.1, like 1010 the team. He's got 104.7.
Yeah, Q105 hired him, too.
What the hell? I mean,
there's billboards all over the place now, too. Yeah.
He got, like, photos on somebody or something?
I don't know, man. I don't know how him, Calta, or fucking Dave and Chuck the Freak. I don't get it.
They must have done a $10 million billboard campaign.
And here's what I don't get. I am, and, sir, I'm not trying to be, I'm just being factual. I am the Tom Brady of Tampa Radio. I am the all-time greatest of Tampa Radio. Period. I've accomplished more. I've been syndicated more. I've worked with people like Howard Stern. I've been globally syndicated. I mean, listen, even Blitz, who's a dick, will probably tell you I am probably the best of all time in Tampa, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Blitz, would you agree
Absolutely.
With that?
Absolutely.
All right. And here I am available, but because I got some bullshit rap on me, you know, again, Anna will even tell you. The other companies in town have a bullshit rap on me.
Yep.
And I can't get fucking hired anywhere in Tampa. I'm sitting here, Tom Brady, ready to, I mean, the minute a major FM would put my morning show on, we would be number one. I mean,
well, be over for these hoes.
I got a question for that. Now, who owns 820?
Bruce Madorty.
What's the name of the company? The Genesis?
Yeah, Genesis. Yes. And listen, this is not, listen, I don't want anybody to take this that I'm not appreciative of AM 820. It's just that AM radio is not nearly as sexy as FM.
I think everybody knows that.
And it's just, you know, so yeah, I would prefer to be on a 98 Rock or, you know, something like that. But again, and Bruce knows that.
Does he own an FM station?
He owns a couple of FM translators, what they call. But not any big, high, powerful ones. Mm. No, it's the listen.
And
there's
we're
three,
on the translators.
And we're on the translators. But yeah, you know, this company, this market's controlled by three companies: Cox, Beasley, and iHeart. That's it. And they all hate me for some for the right reasons, and some for some fucked up reasons. But nonetheless, I'm blacklisted in Tampa, Florida, because here's why. Because they've all done it to each other. As soon as I sign on to one, the other two start a troll campaign, and they know how to do it. So they, at one time, all three of them have been in the protest Bubba business when I worked for the other two.
Mm-hmm.
And so they all know how it works. They all know what's going to happen. And they all know the minute that I go on, the minute that my brand, the Bubba the Love Sponge Show, Bubba Army, and my current lineup go on. Now, you guys all know the landscape and who's who and who does what and who's good and who's not. And you guys, and sir, I'm sure that you know the landscape of morning radio. Blitz, you do. Anna, mm-hmm. you do. Lummy, you do.
Yep.
That there's nothing in the mornings that would come we would be number one in less than 90 days, men 25-54, and probably persons 25-54 as well.
Yep.
Yep. Well, you know, Bubba, it's a travesty. I mean, I can't believe that little Richard Simmons looking motherfucker can do whatever
can you, but
he
now,
wants.
Now, and the question is this. If Howard Stern was available for any FM in New York City to hire, you don't think that every fucking one of them would be beside themselves to get him on based on what he represents to the city and the icon? You know, he's the biggest, well, he's the biggest ever in all of radio, but specifically, you know, New York. I am I am the Howard Stern of Tampa. The minute you put me on, it's over. We win. But for some fucked up reason, everybody's afraid and I'm blacklisted. But MJ, wow. MJ, they bring back that fucking douchebag. How do you really feel?
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean, that guy is in love with his own voice because anything he doesn't even know what the hell he's talking about half the time.
No,
he's listening to himself
fucking
speak.
Ridiculous.
Anyways, keep up the great work.
Thanks,
I'm
buddy.
Pissed off.
Thank you. I actually, and we're not on regular radio right now, so I could say this, but I hope that none of my regular radio people hear this and take it and are offended by it. But you know, there's a part of me that wants to quit regular radio altogether and just go all in digital. Right now, our world is about 70-30 digital, money-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that 30% of people that get us on regular radio would come over at least half, maybe 75% of people who listen to us terrestrially would find us by a digital means if we left. You know, they would go to BubbaArmyRadio.com. They would go to Twitch. They would go to YouTube. They would go to Facebook. They would go to our podcast. They would find us some way, shape, or form. Maybe I'm a little high on some. Maybe 40%.
Right, and so for a long time, people said, "Oh, well, they're not going to do that because you know they all have data plans that cap out, blah blah blah." And you know, yeah, there's still a lot of cell phones have data limits, but most of the time it's unlimited. Now they might slow you down after you download, you know, a shit ton. But
yeah, but I mean, if that's the only thing that they're relying on now, that's changing. You know,
that's what I'm saying.
Monthly,
I know. Because you know, remember 5-6 years ago, you're like, oh, I can't download a bunch of shit on the cell phone; it'll cost me too much money.
Anyway.
Now it's who cares? Let it eat.
Well, yeah, not only that, but I mean, here's the bottom line: if from Barstool Sports to ESPN, if you don't deliver content to somebody's phone, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you're doing has to be available via a smartphone.
I mean, absolutely.
That's what makes regular radio, that regular radio scrambling right now because they're so far behind digitally. You know, their regular radio, none of them have established a YouTube presence. None of them has established a Twitch presence. None of them have really been able to monetize Facebook. They, iHeart and others, dabble in podcasts, but if you're a talent and you work for one of those, you don't own your podcast rights. They do.
Nope.
And they group them all into their company podcast and aggregate them through their company podcast. So very few personalities are doing anything outside of their company's foundation independently that's moving the needle financially for them. So the topic of not being heard on a major Tampa station really fucking gets into my crawl.
Well, I think you also just have, as I would as well, like an emotional attachment to that because that is where you saw, you know, all of your success was on terrestrial.
Well,
a large portion, not serious, obviously, but, you know, where you got started and stuff like that.
Well, and I also feel that I have some
unfinished business. Yes, absolutely. I completely understand.
And I feel like I didn't get the listeners and the audience didn't quit me. Corporate quit me. I didn't get fired because my inability to garner an audience.
To entertain, right.
I didn't get fired because I suck. I didn't get fired because my content sucks. I didn't get fired because I'm not funny. I didn't get fired because...
You got blacklisted by
I got fucking dirty dog.
By the community
of
radio.
Of Tampa radio.
Yeah.
I mean, Anna, you...
The first thing I was told.
Say it.
I went into Mike Alvaro's office. He told me to close the door, and he said there's a few things you can't say in this building. He goes, I don't know what you've heard. Because I literally just moved to Tampa 3 days before from Michigan. And I had kind of kept my eye on the, like, you know, the Hogan stuff. I heard, I knew you, who you were, but I didn't really know the depths of it all. And he just said, don't say Bubba Love Sponge's name around here. Don't talk about it. And that was it. He said there were a couple things, but really it was only one thing, and that was you. So and he was just trying to protect me because he knew that, you know, if I suddenly started, you know, talking to some people about you, that, and I didn't know if you were going through litigation at that point. This would have been April of 2016. So I think you guys were also going through some legal shit as well.
Yeah,
so
with each other.
Right. So it was like, don't ask questions to people, you know, off the air, on the air. Just be safe and just don't say anything. Do not mention Bubba the Love Sponge. He goes, you can do research on your own time. Don't fucking say his name around here. I said, okay.
As if I had, you know, molested a family of five or some bullshit. Like I did something so unexcusable to be blacklisted from Tampa radio.
Mm-hmm.
All I did was to, at one time or another, take all three companies to number one in the morning. 98 Rock. How much money do you think they made on me?
A lot.
I mean, I know Blitz at one time, they were doing $7 million a year mornings.
Ooh,
so,
ooh.
Sales.
Jesus.
I think Cox did that, if not more. You know, obviously they, you know, my salary got taken out of that as well. I mean, they profited about, they made about $4.5 to $5 million to the bottom line just for morning drive.
Which is kind of rare.
So, knowing my mindset, knowing what I want to do, do you think that there'll ever be a chance that we would be back on? I don't think so. Like, I mean, I hate to burst my own bubble and answer my own question. I'd love to have your opinion as well, but I'll start it off by saying I don't think that they'll ever give us a chance.
I think about it all the time, and like, you know, there's a few stations that are stupid for not doing it. And but will they?
Probably not.
Because
they're afraid of the cancel culture.
Mm-hmm.
And here, okay, are you canceling me? Would people have a problem with me based on my history and past or what's going through the speakers today?
Well,
they don't
even want to give you a chance because of what they, quote,
right,
know from mm-hmm. the past.
And so how fucked up is that? You know, Fox gave Michael Vick a chance to be a, you know, a pre-show contributor before the, you know,
mm-hmm.
before the, I think Michael Vick is the show before Strahan.
He is.
They have a show. Fox on Sundays have a show.
It's like a pre-show.
Right. And Michael Vick is a part. Now, Michael Vick did some really pretty fucked up stuff.
He's moving up in Fox Sports, too. He's moving up.
I mean, Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods did some pretty messed up stuff. Man, they couldn't suck Tiger Woods' dick harder mm-hmm. than they did 2 years ago when he won the Masters. Everybody deserves, this is all about redemption. Everybody deserves a second chance.
Right.
Tiger's been through a long, Tiger was a sex addict. Tiger, you know, fucked like 200 or 300 chicks that all came, I mean, like Bill Cosby's out of prison.
Mm-hmm.
Bill fucking Cosby is out of prison.
Well, I think most people were outraged by that. But yes, I see your point.
Right. So, okay, people are outraged, but
that was a weird technicality, but no one is like championing for him to get out of prison.
And if somebody signed me up to do us, when I say me, I mean us.
Right.
If they signed the show to be on, I think you could arm your salespeople and your managers with one, are you protesting and canceling Bubba based on what he used to do or what you heard this morning? I think you start there. If they're like, well, you know, killed a pig, Hogan's had sex with his wife. Okay. Is that what you heard this morning that pissed you off? Well, no, not really. Okay, well, then we don't have anything to talk about. When Anna comes up with some bullshit conspiracy theory that pisses you off, then call me back. But like, honest to God, so if I just reflect on today's show that we put on, the terrestrial show, I think today's show was pretty good. It had a lot of moments of strength.
Had a lot of energy.
Had a lot of energy, had a lot of funniness. It had a lot of, we called a lot of people out.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't think, we talked about masturbation and breaking a rib. We talked about, you know, Putin. We talked about, you know, but I think it was probably more funny and better, more entertaining than anything that was broadcast this morning in Tampa radio. And secondly, I don't think that any of it, although somewhat shocking, some of it would be anything that anybody could have a real problem with that would have any type of traction to get an advertiser to cancel.
Even Gary, the most negative person, called in and defended Dr. Dan today. That guy's always looking to be negative.
And here's the other thing I scratch my head at, and that is the people that continue to be on this Tampa terrestrial spectrum that literally fucking stole their way to the job. And I know you get tired of me talking about it, but it's, you know what, until I take my fucking last breath, I don't have closure on that, and I don't know that I ever will. It might be something that I take to my grave. Trying to understand the person that stole my sex tape, that ruined my life, got my job. I mean,
mm-hmm.
If you break it down as simple, that's as simple as that. Yes, it's fucked up that you let your wife sleep with your best friend.
Why?
Yes, it's, well, I mean,
that's,
you're
guys,
right.
Everyone was adults. No one did anything.
Yes, it's fucked up that you
consensual.
Had a surveillance system in your house.
Oh, please. You ran in with a camcorder. You guys set this all up, and you've made millions on it. You're just hiding it.
Right.
That's what, like, most people think.
Yeah, right. They actually do.
Bubba's fine. Bubba made millions off that tape. It was all, they all faked it. It was wrestling.
I wish. My God, you'd never hear another negative thought out of my head if that was the case.
I know, but that's what people think.
I know.
And that's where you get all the money to pay all these fake people to cheer the fake bits.
Yeah, you're using the fake money to reinvest it, like the drug dealers doing in the casinos.
Is that what the guy that stole my job? I heard that he's propaganded some of that
probably
reasoning. To further insulate himself.
Right now you're recycling the money. You're cleaning it.
Hello.
Yeah, Bubba, what's up? Listen, so you basically are down and out saying that you're never going to get back on Tampa FM radio because of the three scumbucket companies that own all the stations, correct?
In a roundabout way. I mean, yeah, I guess.
Do you feel also on AM or FM radio that you're restricted on the content? Because I've heard your live content when you're restricted, I hear this, and it's fucking amazing on this air.
Yeah, I mean, I could do both, buddy. I could be restricted on terrestrial radio and win over there, and also continue to do uncensored shows over here.
But I just think making the full day uncensored would be just benefiting you more, because that's what people that would want to come over, the 40 or 50 percenters, would come over for terrestrial, and you use that Bubba Army app to go ahead and do the audio. If people don't want to do the bandwidth of video, they can save their data by just listening to the audio and still enjoy
it. Well, I mean, I think I'm coming to a crossroads, sir, where I'm going to have to realize that that's probably what I'm going to have to do. You probably are right in the fact that I may just have to make that leap of faith and go all digital. You might be right on that.
I'm telling you, man, it's something that a lot of people out there are doing. You got Pat McAfee, Joe Rogan. Come on, man. You're right up there, if not better than most of them. Anyway.
And here's the thing. I'm better than both of them. Mm-hmm. I'm a more experienced radio person. Now, listen, I have so much mad respect for both of those guys. I think Pat McAfee is fucking brilliant. I love the way he's invented himself. I've just loved the way his career has gone. I got nothing but mad love for that guy. But I'm as equally talented mm-hmm. as he is in what I do. I just, for some reason, have fucked myself, and he didn't. He's the new, he's the shiny object, and by the way, he's fucking killing it, and I couldn't be any more happier for him. He's got his own compound. He just cut a huge deal with Sirius, cut a huge deal with DraftKings. I mean, the guy deserves every fucking dollar of it, and Joe Rogan as well. Joe Rogan and I are quasi-friends. I mean, Joe Rogan admits to having been a fan of my show.
Yeah.
What would need to happen, Bubba, for you to completely let go of terrestrial?
Not a lot.
Yeah.
Not, I mean,
that
30%, like,
that 30% of salary that you're looking at terrestrial, you could probably easily, if you went all in on digital, easily get that and then maybe even more.
I appreciate
it. I'm just saying, the potential
like
is endless out there, especially for you to, for creativity-wise.
And all it takes, buddy, is realistically me fucking pulling the trigger. Me talking to Blitz and, you know, analyzing
plan,
some shit and just having a little bit of a plan and say, okay, you know, this is going to be the – and we have a date and we give the terrestrial people an option saying if you, you know, want to keep us on till our last day, great. If you want to let us go, we understand. And saying, fuck it, as of January, the first Monday of January 2023, we're no longer available on terrestrial radio. We're going to go complete digital.
What are your numbers right now on subscribers? I'm not subscribers, but stations. How many affiliates you on?
I think seven. Six or seven. Let me see. Let's go through them. Tampa, Melbourne. Hold on. Tampa, Orlando, Melbourne, Fort Walton Beach, Charleston, Phoenix. So six. Six.
Not dodging or not, you know, not lowballing anybody, but are these all like 50, 100,000 watt stations, or are we talking about like
No, I mean I got a really, really good signal in Charleston. I got a really good signal in Fort Walton Beach. And then I got the other signals aren't as sexy. We'll say that.
Yeah, man. I miss you down here in Fort Myers though, so I try to catch your Facebook show.
And here's what's fucked up is Fort Myers is my number like four market when it comes to podcast downloads.
Still. Yeah.
Fort Myers. I mean, Tampa is my number one market. I do more downloads in Tampa than a lot of radio shows do in a weekly queue. It blows my fucking mind.
Yeah.
It blows my fucking mind. I'll do 50,000 downloads in a month in Florida. And there's some, there's some shitty, I don't know, it's just fucking, I mean, I got the stats. It just isn't me piping off.
You got the numbers, but the problem is you got that reputation, and that's the shitty part, man.
And the reputation what? Listen, let me ask you a question.
Dude.
Hold on. What's your first name?
Charles.
You know me, you know every, it seems like you're very familiar with me, you're very familiar with my reputation, you're very familiar with my show. So if you walked up to the average guy in Tampa, Florida, Charles, and said, "Hey, what do you know about Bubba the Love Sponge?" Answer the question. What do you think the average guy says? And you won't hurt my feelings. I want you to be dead honest with me, buddy. I appreciate your honesty.
He's going to be like, you know, he's a scum. He went ahead and screwed himself. He's just hard to work with.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I would say, because that's your kind of your MO right there.
Yeah. You're right.
I mean,
he's a scumbag.
Let me ask you this real quick. You were handpicked by Howard. How did you go ahead and get dumped by Sirius? You had the backing of Howard.
Well, that's a story in itself, my
friend. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. That's your reputation. Now, screw him. Screw them all. Give him the big fuck you. Go digital and make him eat it out of your ass.
We need to sign a Skype to represent us.
Yeah, Charles.
I don't know what your real last name is, but we're going to make it Feinstein, and you're going to be my new agent, Charles Feinstein. That's, right, Anna?
Yeah,
you have to be a Jewish guy in order to be a real agent.
It's a boys' club.
Right. This is Charles Feinstein. I just want to fucking let you know. That's a little Italian.
Say Chag Sameach.
I will make an offer you can't refuse.
All right, Godfather, listen.
Okay. Yeah.
I gotta go.
Me too. I gotta go too. You're driving me crazy.
Thanks, Charles.
Here's the answer to his question. Why don't I go all digital? And because of the Shane Reeves, the John Cracchiolas, you know, the Bruce Midoris, the Lens in Phoenix. You know, the general manager and the program director, Brian and Lynn Martin, the people that, you know, didn't give up on me. I feel as if I went all digital, even though it's business, it's strictly business. Maybe I'm too kind and I'm too nice, and I feel as if I would be hanging these guys out to dry. But for the most part, the industry's hung me the fuck out to dry.
What benefit would it be to drop the affiliate, just to have all uncensored, more freedom?
Well, no. Or like... No, it would make them, it would make everybody that hurt us terrestrially have to go find us by another means.
I see.
And that would probably equate to more money than
to subscribe and
what
whatnot.
We're getting from those six affiliates.
I see what you're saying. You know. So it's a gamble. You might lose them, or they might come over and be paying customers.
Right.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Bubba?
What's up, Brandon the Quad? How are you, my friend?
Oh, pretty good. Hey, and if you went all digital, because yesterday I was out at the casino and I got three different people turned on to you.
Oh, you got three different people turned on to us.
Mm-hmm. Yuck.
And how do you roll the spiel? About how do you say it to a guy that doesn't know who the fuck you're talking about? Like, how's the spiel go?
Well, first I have them read the sticker on the back of my chair, and then I ask them if they want to see the video, and then they say, "So who
see
did
this
that?
Dick? It got
Hold
sucked."
On. You show them your porn video.
Oh Jesus!
Yeah.
Well, Brandon, I don't know if that's the right thing.
So this guy for the sales team.
I just want to let you know this guy here, he I know we're in Iowa and you don't know who the fuck he is, but this guy here took my some pussy for the first time.
Look at my dick. Yeah.
Look at my little dick.
That's how it goes in the night.
Look at my little knob.
And then they get the app.
Brandon, I would just tell them to probably download the app. I would keep your fucking personal porn out of it, buddy.
Keep your cock out of it.
Yeah.
That's everybody. That's
keep your cock out of our business.
That's all our Brandon OnlyFans. It's all these random IPs from Iowa. Yeah. Keep going, trying to watch one specific video.
Yeah. Blitz, by the way, I've even tried to email them OnlyFans, and I get an error.
No reply.
No,
because you're not sending them email from the account holder.
Oh.
So you're just like a random email.
Yeah,
thanks. Scott Blitz.
But remember, Brad escalated our thing the other day. So.
Could you blitz him up and say, "Hey, Brad, buddy, Blitz here, Chris P. Any news there, buddy?
Mm-hmm.
Not you suck. You're ineffective. You can't do your job. Oh, sorry. So Brandon, how you doing, buddy?
But.
I'm kind of ready to get the fuck out of here. I'm kind of over. I'm over this whole building right now.
Your meeting is here too, waiting for you in the green room.
Oh shit, I gotta go.
Okay.
I just gotta sign some papers.
Oh.
He was like ringing the doorbell, so I went and got it. I'm like, who the hell is that? And he told me his name. So I put two and two together. I was like, oh okay, you're cool. Come on in.
Yeah, he's cool.
But I didn't know who it was at first.
All right, so Brandon.
Someone said they were here to see you. I'm like, oh, who are you?
Look at that little shit. Bro, look how fucking cute he is.
Walker. Super cute.
That cute. Love you, Brandon. Gotta go. Bye. See you. How's your mom's titties?
Looking good.
Look at how cute that motherfucker is.
Nope. Didn't see you there. Look at me being all big. As a man's man.
I gotta fuck it. Is this his Yellowstone gimmick?
Yeah.
Oh. See, Lummi, she's creative, too. You didn't write any of this shit.
No.
You didn't go get any of the props. She did it all.
I got the gun.
The only thing I would do is I would go one less octave on Ashley's voice, because sometimes it's not
hard to hear.
It's hard to hear.
Yeah, yeah, the problem is that was a child's voice.
Okay, well,
yeah. No, I got what you're saying.
Other than that, I mean, it's written beautifully. It's just hard to understand on some instances.
Ed Kelly, 1999 Super Chat.
Is he fishing here?
Yeah, he's fishing.
He looks drunk. He gets it honestly.
Yeah.
That's Lummi.
Yeah,
that's Lummi on a Saturday night in the weeds.
With
a fishing rod, with no water near.
Ashley said anytime they grab a beer, like, he's always reaching for it like he wants it. I said, oh, yeah, just like his dad.
Yep.
After all that, we got to make sure that we're nice and good at fishing, too. Oh, what's that? What's that? Do I got a bite? Oh, I think I got a bite. Hold on, guys. So those are some of the ways that I'm a man. I've also been to some really cool events along the way, a lot of very manly sporting events. So check those out. By far the coolest, I went to Bubba Raceway Park. I even went to Nashville.
Oh, this is
USF. It's a USF game, yeah.
See me here sitting behind home plate, just enjoying the view. Even got to sit on the actual wall. Oh, hey there, Joe Girardi. I see you.
Joe Girardi, the fucking Phillies manager.
Yeah, he was putting him over.
Nice. Hey, Joe Girardi, I see you.
USF basketball?
Now, why has he got headphones on at a basketball game?
So, because it's so empty, that's so loud.
Oh, come on.
Whoa, no, it was...
Don't
it was,
paper tiger him up. Oh, no, no. Headphones inside.
Hold on, it was,
yeah,
it was loud.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, too. Even went to the Innings Festival, got to see a bunch of famous baseball players. First MLB game, got to even see Babyface. Oh, SEC basketball champion.
Tommy, don't make him be inside, headphone guy.
He's a baby.
Oh, this was early, this was before 6 months.
So. I tell people. Oh, go Lightning!
The Hot Lightning game, you gotta have it with the horn.
As you can see, I'm a baby.
It looks like Lummy driving home from Barb.
From bowling.
That's Lummy driving home from bowling.
Goodbye, man's man. I'm off to find new adventure. Peace out, Bubba Army.
On a car, hey, in a stroll, like a wagon.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, follow, holler, all that fun stuff. The Bubba Army. Specifically YouTube, Facebook, Twitch.tv. You know all the good stuff. You're never going to want to miss an update. You never know what you're going to...
There's Lummy. That's how Lummy takes off his sunglasses, exactly. Too, from a long, hard day.
Yeah.
Lummy's got a lot of Lummy in him.
He does.
Bubba Army for life.
Bitches, she did all that?
Yeah, she put it together.
God damn.
Nice.
Get a girl.
Now, is that Felix the Cat's little thingy?
Yeah, that's the toy back, yeah.
Perfect. Mm-hmm.
All right, well.
Do anything exciting today?
Going home. Meeting. I gotta sign some papers with my buddy here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I am going to turn my phone off and try to be passed out by 4 o'clock.
That sounds fantastic.
I mean, like, what else is to do, right?
Exactly.
I feel like I'm at an old person's home. I just might as well go to sleep. Fuck it. Because if I go to sleep, I'm not eating. And if I'm not eating, I'm dieting. And if I'm dieting, I'm
You're
looking
fasting.
Better. And I'm looking better. And if I'm looking better, then I'm feeling better.
Absolutely. More
now
energy
I got
for
Blitz,
tomorrow.
Now that I got Blitz all in check, we're good. Fuck it.
Hell yeah.
Life is good. Lummy, I love you.
I love you too, Bubba.
Anna, I care for you too.
I care for you as well.
Anna, you're supposed to have my fucking back with Blitz, bitch.
I do. I
even put
I
you
do.
On notice today, bitch. I might need you to get my back. And what did you do? Clam up Willie over there.
Mm-hmm.
Even Blitz was expecting a little heat from you. God, no. You really didn't pass the test.
No, no heat.
Yeah, she did.
You could have gone, baby, just be nicer to your boss, baby.
Well, I ain't telling him to do shit. He knows too much about me. He can use it against me.
Oh, you tell him all the secrets?
That's my secret mantra.
Yeah. Just keep my mouth shut.
All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow.